Okay, I tweeted out earlier today that the old media here in Frederick is continuing to die the death of a thousand cuts, and one example is paper.li. And some time back, I used this service to create some local daily newspapers focused around Frederick, and I also created my own paper that's more generic. It's a service that allows anyone with a Twitter account to create basically a local newspaper that is based on who they are following. The information comes from whoever they're following. And so it creates a, all it does is it takes a Twitter feed in effect and makes it look like a newspaper. But the reason I referenced this in my earlier tweet today is it's just one more example of how new technologies are making the old dinosaur media, specifically newspapers, printed newspapers, obsolete. It's also making other forms of old media obsolete as well. The networks, ABC, NBC, and CBS, they're dying that death of a thousand cuts too because of all the other options that people have for consuming media. Radio is probably going to be one of the last to die of the old media, but they're dying as well. There's a lot of things we can do that we can listen to other than broadcast radio. Of course, everybody's heard of iPods and all these smartphones can play media. They can play podcasts. They can play streaming media. They're becoming more and more media devices as opposed to mobile phones. So when we have all of these choices, we each of us, at least as far as I know, each of us only have a maximum of two eyeballs. So we can only watch one or two things at a time. And if we've got all these choices out there of media to consume, then the old dominant media, when I use the term old media, excuse me, I'm generally referring to the old organizations that had monopolies pretty much. Back in the day, you only had three networks, ABC, NBC, and CBS, to watch the 6 o'clock news on. And so they pretty much had a three-way monopoly there. Then radio stations, there's only so many licenses that the FCC gave out in a given market, and a particular radio station would generally dominate, or a couple of them would dominate, and there wasn't much competition. Now with the internet and what we call new media, with blogs and all kinds of streaming media, and this audio boo that I'm doing right now, it's opened up the possibility that everybody can broadcast content and everybody can watch different things that they're interested in, different niches, if you will. And so these eyeballs are being divided up exponentially. And so what happens is the old media that had those eyeballs all to themselves no longer do. So it's a very simple concept of division. If you keep dividing the audience up, eventually there's not going to be enough viewership or listenership in the case of radios, or readership in the case of newspapers, to support that old high overhead model. That's the other thing that these old media giants have in common, is they generally have very high overheads. They built that up because they could afford to. You know, they had monopolies and so forth, so they could afford to have big staffs and expensive real estate and a lot of other overhead to support. Now, with folks being able to do the same kinds of things with an iPhone, I'm doing this audio boo right now on my iPhone, that used to take a news crew or whatever, the dynamics are changing rapidly. And so anyway, that's what we call the death of a thousand cuts. There's a whole lot of reasons why the old dinosaur media is going away, and paper.li is just one more example. And by the way, I'm pleased that a lot of folks in Frederick have followed my lead with paper.li. I was the first one with papers out using that service, and now there's a bunch of other folks jumping on, and imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, so I thank you. And anyway, I will boo you later. And if you're not already following me, of course, my Twitter handle is Craig Shipp, CRAIGSHIPP. Thanks for tuning in.